The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, good afternoon to you. Are you well?
I'm well and you, but
the news in Israel has been completely exhausting, and I would imagine you haven't had a break for one moment because it changes every 30 minutes. Rolene, I don't know where to start. I mean, what's the story about Israel and spy devices in the White House? Are Israelis seriously spying on their very best friend? What's going on?
Well, in the words of Prime Minister Netanyahu, he says it's a blatant lie. In fact, I think the word he used was there is nothing babkas. Yes, to quote the Prime Minister, he said babkas. But in all seriousness, let's have a look at the story, which broke a little earlier today, and accusations from the Trump administration saying that the Israelis had been responsible for placing cell phone surveillance equipment near the White House and at other locations in and around Washington, D.C. Now, this was apparently reported by Politico. Politico, as you know, people who believe in this whole left-right nonsense would scream, you know, it's leftist. But no sooner had this news broke, we had statements from Prime Minister Netanyahu who said it's an absolute blatant lie. We've also heard from our Foreign Minister Yisrael Katz, who also called it an absolute untruth. And Prime Minister Netanyahu is actually in Russia at the moment. He's popping in for the day and out for a series of very important meetings. Issued a statement, and he said that that there is a long-standing commitment and directive from the Israeli government not to engage in any intelligence operations in the U.S., and this directive is strictly enforced without exception. And also reiterated that the U.S. And Israel cooperate very, very strongly on counterintelligence and on sharing intelligence, as we do with other countries, one of them being the United Kingdom, as well as Russia, who Prime Minister Netanyahu is visiting at the moment. So this is a story that could potentially harm bilateral relations between the two countries, and whoever is saying this is, I think, intending to do so. But an unnamed former high-ranking source says that he believes that – he says it's unclear whether or not it was successful, but he believes that the intention of this is to spy on U.S. President Donald Trump and his aides. So quite a serious accusation, and one that you can sure, especially at this time where we've had a whole lot of discussion on whether, you know, how the firing of former National Security Advisor John Bolton impacts Israel, how it impacts bilateral relations, and also just before we came on it, Steve Mnuchin saying that there are no plans for talks between President Trump and his Iranian counterpart Rouhani. That is also an issue that is of huge concern to Israelis, especially as it comes on the back of the firing of somebody like John Bolton, who is known to be a hawk, who is known to be one that believes in putting the pressure on Trump administration. And the headlines in the Allgemeine earlier that Trump is considering $15 million bailout for a deal.
You know, as you were talking, Rolene, so I was beginning to think, I'm wondering if there was a linkage between these two stories. I mean, if the one is, firstly, if the spy story is true, well, that is certainly going to harm bilateral relations. But if it's not, one wonders if there isn't a linkage between sort of Trump's U-turn on, I will, I won't speak with the Iranians. Or is that just far too conspiracy theorist to entertain?
I'm going to say that it's far too conspiracy theorist, but I think also, you know, we have a propensity to say, you know, Trump's the best president for Israel ever. Trump's the best president for Israel ever. And yes, he's certainly done some exceptional things for the state of Israel, but Trump also is a disruptor. He does see things from a different perspective. He's also a businessman. He's not going to make huge concessions to one party without major expectations or concessions to another. So I think we've got to tread lightly. I think we've got to be very aware of his unpredictability. I wouldn't call it a U-turn, but I would say that we should be a lot more cautious than we currently are being. We shouldn't take for granted that what we have received in the last couple of years, that there couldn't be a major concession expected from Israel.
Okay, well, thank you for that insight, because that is helpful. Top Arab official has been unknowingly spying for Israel for 5 years. That's according to a Times of Israel report. What's that story, Rolene?
Well, what's very interesting is the story kind of popped up and kind of disappeared. And I think it's part of this, it's part of this attempt by whoever it is to try and push these allegations that there is some kind of, apparently the IDF's human intelligence unit. We're not going to say which one it may be, because we don't know. I heard you discussing Hamis Darvim and Yamam earlier. Just incidentally, Yamam is also a highly skilled top secret unit belonging to the IDF. What they do, I'm not going to tell you. But apparently, according to the IDF, and you know, it's very unlike the IDF or anybody in the security establishment to make these kind of scenarios public. And according to not just the Times of Israel, but Yediot Ahronot earlier today, that maybe there was an Arab who, without knowing it, and who is a member of an Arab state, not necessarily Israel, was unwittingly, without his actual knowledge, spying for Israel. And they spoke about the use of human intelligence or assets in gathering intelligence. So I don't know if it's intrigue. I don't know. You know, at the moment we have a lot of interesting psychological kind of tactics being used by the IDF. Yeah. Who knows if it's true?
Okay. Facebook apparently stopping Bibi's chatbot. What's that about?
This is quite interesting, Rolene. Hello. I've just been listening very carefully. Hello, darling. Okay, so you know, I don't know what's going on with Facebook and with Google. There's actually a story that I've been researching, and you know, here in the southern tip of Africa, we've got many different cultures, and you know, the black ethnic culture, young girls, this past Saturday, when they have come into, you know, it's like a very, very pure time, and it's a time of celebrating purity, they do the reed dance, and because it's cultural and the traditional dress, often it's bare-chested. But like all young girls who are 13, 14, and 15 years old, these young girls want to share their cultural heritage and their experience with the world. So they post it up. They take videos. They post it up on Facebook, on Instagram. Do you know that they've all been taken down?
Yeah.
They've all been taken down. Been classified as pornography.
Okay. I just have to put on my feminist.
Is that not crazy?
And jump on my soapbox. Why are we continuously sexualizing women? Can't it be some? If the intention is purity, you know, we've got to look at the intention behind this. Why do we have to sexualize everything? Are boobs that offensive?
I think that there's certain things that algorithms don't understand, and nuance is one of them.
Absolutely. Well, algorithms are making a total boob of themselves by not understanding.
So what was Bibi's chatbot doing? Because yes. I don't actually know the story.
Okay.
Explain what a chatbot is. What's a chatbot?
Yesterday. Well, it's apparently his this little discussion group, because, you know, we're less than a week away from elections. And, you know, everybody's racing for votes. So, Prime Minister Netanyahu or whoever is managing his chatbot, could be his son Yair, I'm just saying, but apparently made a statement via this chatbot that, Arab Israelis want to annihilate the Jews. And Facebook picked it up, the Facebook algorithm picked it up as hate speech and have put the Prime Minister, or at least his chatbot, in Facebook jail for 24 hours.
That interesting. Rolene Marks, thank you for all those updates, keeping us informed and close to the action. Shabbat Shalom, and we will speak to you on Monday.
And we wish you Shabbat Shalom.